You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Laura, what's my best advice to start my travel business? It's to start. You start by asking people. You start by moving forward when you're not comfortable. You start by going out and doing the things that you really don't want to do, but logically makes sense for you to do. And so, you know, one of the two main pieces of building a business is pipeline and perspective. Pipeline and perspective. So pipeline, how many people you're reaching out to, following up with, setting appointments with, et cetera, right? So that's true of anything performance-based, whether it's you're a realtor, whether you're a mortgage broker, whether you're anything performance-based. Pipeline, how many people you're reaching out to, following up with, asking questions of, setting appointments with, meeting with, et cetera. So if you're a realtor, it's, you know, how many showings did you have? How many listings did you get? You know, how many people you follow up with? How many networking meetings did you get and gather business cards? How many open houses maybe could be in, you know, as part of the pipeline. And so pipeline, however, you can have a really solid pipeline, but with the wrong perspective, you will shoot yourself in the foot. And so what's perspective? Perspective is the amount of time, whatever you spend the majority of your time in your mind thinking. So I have seen it where, and I used to not think this was possible, but I've seen it too many times now. So I've seen it where someone is prospecting 30, 40, 50 people a day and not getting results. And it's because their perspective sucks. They're noticing their lack of results. They're noticing what's not working. They're noticing how painful the journey is. They're noticing how things aren't working. They're not doing anything for the future version of themselves other than just step into the predictable past, right? So it hasn't worked so far. It's not going to work in the future. That's where they spend their perspective. And even if they doubled their efforts, same perspective, they're still not going to get many, if any, results. And so your perspective is where you spend the majority of your time. You have to spend more time, like Dr. Joe says, with memories of your future than memories of your past or observing your present. So you have to see yourself at a higher level than your five senses are telling you. And because if you don't, here's a reality. Your personality creates your personal reality. But if you are allowing your personal reality to dictate to you, then it's creating your personality. You have to be greater than your senses. You have to be greater than your personal reality outside of you. So the day that I got serious about network marketing, here's the facts. I was in foreclosure. I was broke. I was depressed. I had bill collectors chasing me like crazy. I had been through a divorce and I'd been sleeping on my buddy's couch. Those are all facts. That's what my personal reality was. Facts. The day that I decided to change, all of those facts were still the same. I just chose not to spend so much time noticing them and spend more time focused on my future self. And so from that day, I started working into a new future, a new person, the killing of the old self, the moving toward of the new self. And so within, you know, 5 months, I'm at 10,000 a month. Within 7 months, I'm at 50,000 a month, and so on and so forth, become the number one income earner of that company. But I assure you, there was no, okay, I figured out the foreclosure. I figured out the money. I figured out the depression. I figured out all the stuff. Okay, that's all done now. Now I'm ready to move forward. No. They were all still present. Every one of those circumstances. So you have to be greater than your environment. You have to be greater than your current circumstances, your outside environment, your personal reality. And, you know, that's when you move from mule to magician. That's when you move. That's when you do the same amount of effort, but all of a sudden you get 10x the return. And so that's what you got to do.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.